Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the hip, mature mama herself, Sandy Reavy.
Oh my gosh, thank you. That's the second time I've heard that in a 24-hour period.
And it is episode 286, January 15th. Let's get right into it. In the transits, we have today, Sun Sextile Neptune.
Something to believe in.
January 18, Thursday, Mercury sextile Saturn.
Make sense of the unknown.
January 19th, Friday, Mercury trine Jupiter.
What quote is your motto?
And Venus square Neptune.
What are the facts?
Then Sandy's astro interesting day, January 20th, Saturday, Sun conjunct Pluto.
Last time in our lifetime.
And Sun ingress Aquarius.
Unconventional.
And Pluto ingress Aquarius.
Power of massive change.
Then wrapping up the week with January 21st, Sunday, Mercury out of shadow.
Yeah, he's out of shadow, finally.
Then in talisman time, Sandy has finished up one talisman to benefit financially from parents, and the talisman of the month to bind a contract. On the horizon, we have just finished up the year ahead astrology forecast and cheat sheet, as well as our 2024 Bali retreat and Greece retreat. Then in our house, Sandy just landed from Mexico. Listen to hear all about her travels and adventures. Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you.
Hello, hip mature mama.
I landed from my Mexico retreat, you know, into this frigid, cold Chicago. Mm-hmm. And my neighbors were having a little get together, and I happened to promise them a bottle of tequila from Mexico. Mm-hmm. And so I went over there actually in my cute pajamas and was sharing some of the tequila with them. And the host, one of our neighbors, he's like, you know, you're in a generation all by itself. He says, I'm going to call you hip mature.
Wow.
And I was like, wait, say that again. He said hip mature. And a couple of the other people are like, yeah, I agree. And it was like, can you text me that in case I drink too much tequila and forget? I was kidding, but he texted to me. So this morning when I woke up, I see it again on my text thread. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to call my generation, kind of like from the 1955 to 1960, the hip generation. We got the end of the baby boomers, right? Mm-hmm. We got the tail of the baby boomers. We weren't even the main body of it. So I really like hip mature.
Yes. Yeah. No, I mean, it's cool. I mean, it makes sense. And also I think you get that from your mama, who also is very hip mature from the 30s.
Yes. She was born in the 30s.
So, okay, well, let's move into the transits. Starting off the week with January 15th, Monday, Sun sextile Neptune.
Yeah. Something to believe in, right? The sun is here in Capricorn, making a sextile to this Neptune. And this is a nice aspect. It's a sextile aspect that says, hey, there's a very creative flavor of self, right? There's mm-hmm. a flavor here, a flow and flavor of oneself. So, you know, asking like, how does that taste for you? What is your flavor? You know, are you sweet? Are you sour? Are you pop rocks? I'm going to say pop rocks after that hit mature. So, you know, believe in something about yourself, something very creative, right? Uh-huh. Like at the retreat, some people were saying, no, you know, I'm not a healer or I'm not a teacher. And then the more we got into the week, they're like, you know, I can teach even if I'm not teaching anymore, right? You don't have to be a teacher at a school or a university to be a teacher. we all are teaching and sharing information with people. So
always
changing that mindset. Again, what is your flavor of yourself? Believe in that.
Absolutely. And I think it's fun to find out creatively and go down different routes and see what's there.
You know, this is also, you know, the holiday of, you know, Martin Luther King Jr.'s. Mm-hmm. You know, what did he believe in? Right. Check in, maybe listen to something. If maybe it'll be on the news, listen to his speech. What part of that do you believe in? Again, it's a really nice day to point to something.
Yes. Love it. So let's move into January 18th, Thursday, Mercury sextile Saturn.
Yeah, this is make sense of the unknown. We've got Mercury. This is the third and final time of Mercury's aspecting Saturn. And, you know, something that maybe you could not have fathomed is coming to something. We got Mercury, the planet of a communication, is in an opportunistic aspect to Saturn. So it's kind of like, what are you now deciding? What deals are you closing? What decisions are you making? What have you been batting around back and forth? Maybe, maybe not. Oh my gosh, I don't know. You know, mm-hmm. while Mercury has been really playing this role of his retrograde since December 2nd of, you know, I don't know which way to turn. This Thursday, the 18th, is a really great time to say, I will take advantage of this. I'm going to say yes to something, whether it's going to the right or going to the left. I can make a decision right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the next day, January 19th, Friday, Mercury trine Jupiter.
So this is the third out of three times that, again, Mercury is finalizing his shadow period. He does that on the 21st. However, he's then now, you know, aspecting these other planets for the third and last time. So he is now trining Jupiter. So it's like, what quote is your motto? You know, what is that one faraway vision that you can achieve?
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are two great days. I really like both these days, Thursday the 18th and Friday the 19th. These two aspects hold a lot of power and hope that one can get to the next level. So what's your motto? Right.
Right. I think that's huge. When we have that fuel, when we have those words to help support that dream or that vision is huge.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, you know, I had a bunch of quotes up that ended every one of our class times for Mercury. I would throw, once I'd see we had built the slide presentation, like every time I saw a quote slide, mm-hmm. I know that I was done with the slides for the day, right? And we would always start the class with a quote up on the wall for people to gather and then read this quote and consider and ponder.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that I put up on the very last day was by Thomas More. And it was something like, first and always, I consider this. My intuition is always right. Hmm. So, you know, it was kind of like, because we had talked about intuition a lot over the week.
Well, I mean, so, I think that's a big part of Mercury is kind of having that internal communication and sense of what's going on around you.
Mm-hmm. And you get that Mercury will give you a ding somewhere in your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, it may not come out loud, right?
And then also that same day, Friday, Venus square Neptune.
What are the facts? Because now we got a square. But we have this with reception. Because Venus is in Sagittarius, square Neptune in Pisces. So Venus rules Pisces. So this, even though it's square, and it does hold this, you know, Venus being a benefic, and is receiving Neptune into her exaltation. So keep to the realistic facts. What are the truths? What is it or what is it not? That is the question. Right? Identify something. Is it this or is it not that? You know, is it blue or is it not blue?
Right. Right. And take the data from the situation as opposed to like emotionally fueled or fear-based or, you know, whatever previous judgments you have on it, and just look at it from a very factual place.
Yeah. And it might be hard because these are both mutable signs. Sagittarius and Pisces are both mutable. So, and it's Neptune where it's like, what are you seeing? Mm-hmm. It's misty, it's cloudy, it's foggy. So you may not know exactly, but what is true? What is true? If you're having to make a decision here, stick to the facts. Not to the imagination, not to the what possibly could it be? No. What is it? Or what is it?
And next we have your astro interesting day, which is January 20th, Saturday. And there's three transits to discuss. The first, Sun conjunct Pluto.
Hey, this is a big day. Like, this is probably one of the, although I didn't do this, significant days of January. I called it astro interesting because this is not any of my astro interesting days of the month are always something that is very unusual. It's astrologically unusual. And here we've got the Sun in Capricorn conjunct Sun in Capricorn conjunct Pluto in Capricorn at 29 degrees, 59 minutes. Not only is it the last degree, it's also the last degree and the last minute before both of them click into the next zero sign. And this all happens in one day. That's why Saturday the 20th, we got three massive things that are occurring, and they all are in alignment with it's like the bunch. It's these two. So the Sun and Pluto, it's the last time in our lifetime that they will be in Capricorn together. Last time in our lifetime.
Wow.
Yeah, the first time in our lifetime was December of 2008.
And then it happened. That was a big time.
And that was a big time, right? That whole December, 2008, when really things were changing in the government, things were changing in the financial world, in the banking world, in the real estate world, things of Earth, Capricorn, were being transformed. And here we have, you know, what are we now? 16 years later.
Wow.
Okay, so that massive major changes have occurred in the government, the buildings, and all the Earth type matters. Now it's time to rebuild what was destroyed. The universe has our backs. Remember that. Always universe has our backs. Even if we do think there are monsters, there are heroes, and there are gods and goddesses. But yes, there are monsters too. But universe always has our back. This is just a very interesting time. And then a little bit later, literally, the Sun a little bit later, meaning when I say a little bit later, it's like 15. It's about 25 minutes later, the Sun pops over that 29, 59 degree line into zero of Aquarius. And, you know, Aquarius is the unconventional.
It's right.
Not conventional. It's radical. It's different. It's, you know, it's to describe the progressive thoughts, the humanitarian issues. Everybody is different. Everybody is unique. They should be, so that we don't have a, you know, a utopia of puppets. And then a little bit later, now this is about 10, about 11 hours later, same day, Saturday the 20th, Pluto moves over that 2959
and joins
in back into the sign of Aquarius. Now, he's already been here. He's already crossed this line. He crossed it in 2023 and he stayed about 6 or 7 weeks backwards. So that was the second time he crossed that line. This is the third time he crosses the line. He will go back over it for fourth time later on in the year and then finish the fifth time in 2025. So really interesting. He was, oh, here, I've got the dates. He was first in March of March 24th of 2023. And he left. And he stays until, okay. Then he goes back into Aquarius November 20th of 2024. And he stays there until January of 2044. So it'll be in Aquarius for 20 years. And this is really power of massive change.
I think we're all feeling that huge change coming.
It's for the benefit of everyone. Mm-hmm. So it may not be the rich getting richer. It may not be the poor getting poorer. Maybe, possibly, there's an equalization of goods in the world. That's my goal. So big day, Saturday the 20th.
Yeah. Okay. And then January 21st, Sunday, Mercury out of shadow.
Yeah, we've been waiting for this. Particularly, I've been talking a lot about this because of the retreat I just finished about Mercury. Mercury's out of shadow at 8 degrees of Capricorn. I hope you ladies are listening in on the podcast. I got up and did a little walk around backwards, forward, and we looked at everybody's chart and moved it forward to see when we got to the 8 degrees. This is, you know, he's been in shadow since about November 26th. So it's fine. He finally gets to clear the territory in the sky that he has been back and forth over since November 26th. So Sunday the 21st, he gets to move into new territories and get some new things done.
And so that's a pretty big week. I mean, that's a lot of big changes ahead, not only like within ourselves of what we believe in, how we can go through those moments of unknowing and really solidify what our motto is, but also big changes on the outside as well that are, you know, really at their beginnings. So yeah. Exciting.
And talking about the motto, just mentioned the Thomas More one about intuition, always trust your intuition first. The other one that I threw up was Dr. Robert Holden, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's very interesting. The first lady that read it out loud said, opportunity is nowhere. And as soon as she said that, one of the other ladies says, no, it says, opportunity is now here. So two different people looked at it differently. And of course, I had them grouped in Mercury and fire signs here, Mercury and earth signs here, Mercury and air here, Mercury mm-hmm. and water here.
Right, we right.
did a lot of interacting. So funny that the person who had Mercury and Earth saw it as Mercury is nowhere. And the person that has Mercury and fire saw it as Mercury opportunities down here.
Mm, that is interesting.
And we watch things throughout the breakfast, lunches, and dinners, and our things when we would go do things, or just sitting around the pool, where we were noticing how one Earth sign was a little slower to make a decision than the, you know, at dinner, you know, or if they're ordering something to drink. We're watching the Earth signs having a little bit slower of a time than the ones mm-hmm. that fire. They were like, yep, I'll take that. Right.
right.
It was very interesting. And then they were even, and I should be keeping this for our house.
And you should. So let's jump into the talisman times. You had a talisman for Friday, January 12th to benefit financially from parents.
I accept this supportive gift of wealth from my family. Whether they are here on the planet or have left, this abundance for me. I am grateful to use it respectfully. Mm-hmm. Really cool chart. This doesn't happen all the time. We have the ascendant is Aquarius with the moon coming up over the ascendant. So that's a moon rise. And it's just after a new moon. And moon is enclosed, which is, means it's enclosed.
Getting hugged by.
It's in between the two benefics. So just left an aspect from Jupiter in Taurus. And now the moon is making her way to make a sextile to Venus in Sagittarius. Mm-hmm. What I really like about this is the moon's in the first house. Jupiter's in the fourth house, which is an angle house of family. Jupiter is also the ruler of the second house of wealth. Mm-hmm. So something coming from the family in Taurus, which is ruled by Venus. Venus is in the 11th house of goals and aspirations, of what one can do with hopes and, you know, support. And Venus is in Sagittarius, which is ruled by Jupiter. So there's this beautiful
receptive.
Receptive. So this is a really cool, hard to get talisman here. To benefit financially from parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like this one.
And then the talisman of the month for January is on special, has a special shipping discount as well, to bind a contract. I join together with you now. I promise to act wholly in this sacred time and trust that we can create law that we both agree on and to. We are enmeshed. I love this one too.
Yeah.
It's a good special one. That's Moon in Pisces opposing Mercury in Virgo. There is a link in the show notes if you are interested in the talisman of the month or the upcoming talisman that Sandy just finished. So let's move on to the horizon, where we have a few announcements. First is the year ahead. This is the 2024 astrology forecast, the entire year that Sandy and Susan distilled down for you. It is free and open to all. So click the link to watch. And also, if you are interested, you can join our Patreon community, where we go further in depth and you have monthly PDF downloads for all of the dates and everything that Sandy and Susan want to share with you. Also in April, we have our 2024 Bali retreat, and September 2024, we have our Greece retreat. And
I have two rooms left already.
Oh, wow. Wow. Two
rooms. It's four people. And these are double rooms, unless mm-hmm. I get any more rooms that maybe have opened up, but that's all I have right now.
Wow. Okay. And if you are interested in joining us for a retreat, but you have a few questions, make sure to sign up for a 15-minute reading to talk to Sandy, ask questions, see if this retreat, whichever one you're imagining to be on, is a right fit for you. That link is in the description and show notes as well. And without further ado, welcome into our house where we get to finally catch up, because we both have been far away. We were both in Mexico,
but not at the same time.
Right. We switched. So you just landed from the Mexico retreat. I've been back since maybe a day before you left. Mm-hmm. And tell me about, how did the Mexico retreat go? Oh, you talked about Mercury.
We learned about Mercury, and it was so super great. It really was super great. I can't wait to hear what some of the other, I mean, I know what some of the other ladies were saying about, you know, thank you. In fact, one of the ladies texted me this morning on our WhatsApp group that she plays this crossword, the New York Times crossword.
Yeah.
Theme. And today's, let me go get it real quick. She texts me because today's little clue was a 5-letter word that goes across, that the answer is like, it made Mercury a star. It made Mercury a star. And she writes, the answer isn't Sandy, but it should be.
I mean, that is a 5-letter word. Right?
Yeah. Lori put that in there. It was so funny. It was like, so perfect timing. But
seriously, how often do you get those types of hints for the New York Times crossword?
Yeah. Hmm. Anyway, they were really, really, you know, we had great weather. It was a little chillier than normal. We had a little chill front come in for about 4 days. They're building onto the other property, their luxury and glamping. They're doing a luxury hotel with a new pool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And a new yoga center. And then part of the other property is all glamping. They're like beautiful, I don't know, cabin yurts. They're beautiful.
Uh-huh. Wow. And those yurts are done or still
in
process?
Some of them are already done. No, some of them are already done. Yeah.
Cool.
So the Casa Tara is growing. The town is growing. So, you know, as much as we like, you know, progress, it was like, maybe it's getting a little too big for our britches.
Yeah. I mean, like that, you hear that all the time with people, you know, talking about even Bali or Chicago or wherever you go, people say, well, you know, back in the day, it used to be like this. And, you know, it is very romanticized, the past. But I also remember going, and Casa Tara was so remote that we never had to leave the resort because there was just not a whole lot out there. We crossed the street maybe once to go
I know store. What I did. I crossed the street to go to the Farmacia. Mm. I ended up with an ear infection.
Ouch.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got that handled before it got crazy. But
proud of you for doing that.
that was new. But we went to the market, you know, and I gave him pesos to buy something. But that was a fun thing to do. And then we came back and we had to sell it. Because Mercury is the marketer. He's the marketer. He is the salesperson. He is the tradesman. He rules paperwork. He rules deals, right? He works negotiations. And so it was funny. You know, I'd given him 350 pesos, which is about $20-ish. And so I walked by one of the little, and these are like pop-up tents, and we're on the dirt, you know, and people are selling some of their all this is handmade. And they only do it once a week on Thursdays. They should be doing it on Wednesdays because that's Mercury's day.
Right.
But they were doing it on Thursday, which is Jupiter's day. Anyway, there's jewelry and clothes and all just really cute food and plant medicine. There's just all kinds of stuff. So I went by one of the booths when one of the girls was saying to how much are these earrings? And the guy said, those are 600 pesos. And Vicky says, oh, and I don't know if she saw me because I didn't stop, but I heard her say, I only have 350 pesos because we're on this project where we have to make a deal. But I only have 350, and the guy gave them to her for for 350 instead of the six.
That's some serious negotiating right there.
And so when we got back after we got our product at our wares, we came back up into this palapa, and I put the chairs in a line, and everybody went up and told their story. That you know, this is what this is. I got a little beaded bag that you could put your dollars in or your pencils, or, you know, it's all beaded. And I also gave the women now $21 bills once they got up into the, because now they could buy something. So now they're
making bids.
They're making bids. So they're like, I'll buy that little beaded bag for $10. And I'm like, and I liked it so much. I said, I'm not letting this go under 15. So yeah, I'm like, I want this bag.
Yeah.
I'll take it, you know, starting bids got to be at 15. Somebody buys it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then the lady gets up and says, these earrings were 600 pesos, but I talked him down to, I said, yeah, I heard, I walked by when you were making that deal. He said, and he gave it to her. And somebody ended up having more cash because she sold hers for something. And those earrings went then for, I think, $40.
What?
Yeah, because the person that bought it sold her thing for $20.
Yeah.
She was sitting on her original 20, sold her item for 20.
Wow.
She's sitting on $40. So she buys the earrings. These beautiful.
It's so funny. That's like how it works.
So she bought the earrings for 40 when they originally were 20, right? It's just, it was so interesting how that worked.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out I ended up having some money and I looked down at the end of the line, the lady that bought my beaded bag. I said, I'll give you what I have here. Plus $12 to have my bag back. And she goes, no. And I said, I'll add a zipper pull. And she's like, sold. So I got my beaded bag back and $2.
Nice.
It was so fun. It was so fun.
Yeah.
But again, teaching Mercury, how we can use Mercury in our day-to-day lives. Right.
And communicating, because also, like, you know, if you don't communicate and you are like, man, I really wanted that bag, and you didn't make an offer and you didn't try and take an opportunity or create an opportunity for yourself in order to get it back, you just don't. And that's the whole thing too about communicating, is that, you know, in relationship with anyone, whether it's business, personal, family, friend, if you do not speak up, they will never know.
Right.
And then we can't read your mind.
We did the telephone game twice. We played that game.
Right.
And the first time didn't hit. So it got close. The very first time we did this at opening ceremony.
Right.
And I did it again at closing ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
But how I did it at closing ceremony was different than opening. At the opening, we just stood in a circle around the altar, and I started and whispered in the lady, and then she whispered in the lady. And so it was going really fast. You know, it would be like, hear it, and turn and say it, hear it, turn and say it. Well, this time I had everybody stand at the bottom of the steps of that, you know, the Ananda Palapa.
Right.
I, at the very top of the steps, called someone up, one person up. She came up. I gave her three short sentences. And she called someone else. She had to retain those three short sentences until the person got up to the steps, told them, Then she came in the room. Then the lady that she had called up had to retain that, called the next lady up. So it was really interesting. And that was interesting. The words that translated into that was not the same words, but it was the same meaning. So we were finding so many synchronistic time periods of, oh my gosh, somewhere along that pathway, it's not these words, but it means the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Again, how I hear and how I perceive.
Very cool. Well, I'm so glad that everyone had such a great time and it was really enlightening. I think that Mercury has a whole lot of power when it comes to communication and trade and contractual agreements, that it is such great information just to really sit with and learn more about how you communicate, right? So, well done. Another successful retreat. And
yeah, so super great. And of course, Casatar, the food, I did get out and supboard one day, but it was quite windy.
But
you know, the staff is so magical. They're so bright and helpful. And so it's just a lovely retreat.
Yay. Well, maybe we can be reading some of those testimonials that come through from this retreat on our next episode. But until then, everybody have a wonderful week and we will see you all next week, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story.